So Nikki, before the show, said, hey, did you see what Mama Kush posted on her Facebook wall yesterday? Because we were friends on Facebook. I said, no, let me go check it out. I go look from one account. And not only can I not see what she posted, I was blocked. Then I go to my other account, my super personal account, and I've not only been unfriended on that one, I've been blocked. Not just unfriended, mind you, but blocked.
Oh, that's a big difference.
There's a huge difference there. Unfriended, I'd just be like, well, I get that.
Yeah, it happens to the best of
us. I've known Mama Kush for over 4 years now, but I guess I finally rubbed her the wrong way instead of rubbing her the right way.
Okay.
And she blocked me or unfriended me. But to be blocked from both accounts, it kind of hurts. And it with Seth's permission, I would like to call Mama Kush.
This is, you know, when my mom and I were having our issues, I talked to my brother Mike in Chicago, and he said, there's always a lot of trouble when you put mom on the radio.
Right.
Because she feels like she has to, you know, be entertaining and be a character, and sometimes you don't know what's real and what's not real.
Right.
And I said, I'll never put my mom on the radio again.
Mom bomb.
I'm going to tell your mom before she goes on, or before we, that she's not here to play a character. I'm talking to her, Drew Garabo, off the radio.
You're going to try to jam her up.
Yeah. No, I just want to know what I did, and then I can apologize for it. That's all.
Okay. I put in a lot of work over Mother's Day.
You're getting ready to undo everything he's been working on.
I'm not here to undo any work.
What are you here to do?
Find out why I got blocked. That's all.
It probably had to do with me. I don't hear anything.
Neither.
You need Nikki to dial for you?
No, I don't need a grown-up to dial for me, thank you.
Well, she's blocked this number.
It's possible.
I don't think you should start mom-bombing right out of the gate.
I'm not mom-bombing. I can't believe that she blocked me.
Please leave your message for Elise.
Hi, Mama Kush. Drew Garabo here. Just wanted to apologize for whatever I did that caused you to block me on Facebook. I have considered you a friend for over 4 years now, and I'm very contrite over causing some damage to your relationship with your son, Seth, who I consider to be a very good friend of mine.
You've said best friend.
I've said that. That's before all this. I just wanted to have the opportunity to apologize. If you could find the time to give us a call back here, 727-579-1025. I'd certainly love to speak with you and clear the air, if you will. And thank you. I hope you have a wonderful night regardless, and take care. Love you.
You can't apologize until you know what you did.
I'll apologize for whatever it was. I'm going to call my mom now. See if my mom drops any mom bombs on me. See if she has any secret kids I don't know about.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Well, I'm okay. I don't know if you've been listening to the show today.
I was earlier.
Did you hear that Mama Kush blocked me on Facebook?
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive.
She can only love three sons at once?
I've never been her son, but I'm at a loss for what to do, Ma. I don't know what I mean, I understand that putting her on the radio like created some discord between her and Seth, but you know, she's on line one right now. Mom, do you think I should talk to her with you on the phone? Or do you think I should talk to her separately?
That's entirely up to you. Keep my mouth shut.
That was a funny one, Mom.
Just so you know, because I do want Kevin's help with this, but he's waving it off. He's waving off the double mom bomb.
If you're sincere about trying to, you know, reconcile, you need to don't put
two moms at once.
Don't put two moms in it. No.
Two moms, one bomb is no go.
No, maybe bring your mom in if it starts, you know, right, going the wrong
That's
way.
That's good. Good call. Mom, yeah, will you stand in my corner so I can tag you in if need be, Mom?
Always.
Like a lifeline.
Thank you, Mom. You're my lifeline. Hold on 1 second. My mom's on hold.
I hope people know how real this is. I'm so uncomfortable.
I don't think we could fake anything like this. I really don't. All right, so my mom's on hold right now. And now joining us on the radio. Now, I want to say that she is not here to play a character. She's not here to create drama. She's just here to talk to me, man to woman. I'm hopefully the man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mama Kush.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I come to you hat in hand. I'm not wearing a hat, but if I were, I would be wearing a hat and it would be in my hand. And I would like to sincerely and thoroughly apologize for whatever I did to get you to block me from social media.
Well, Seth must have told you when we met that I blamed it all on you then.
No, he didn't. He didn't know. He had no idea that you even blocked me until I didn't even know until today when Nikki said that you posted some interesting recipe or something.
Oh no, it was about going on Judge Joe Mathis.
That's right. And I went I was very excited for you, and I went to go find out the update, and then I found out that I had been blocked from your Facebook, both of my accounts, by the way.
That was some time ago.
Oh, I guess I hadn't looked up your account in a while. A couple questions. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, Mama Kush. A, when was it? And B, why was it?
It was, I don't know. I want to say a couple weeks after the whole incident with Seth.
Okay. All right.
So it's been a while. And why? Mm-hmm. I guess why is because I didn't want any information that I was putting out to get back to Seth.
Okay. All right. I respect that.
Not that I was putting out any information about Seth or anything of that nature. I usually just kind of post recipes and do fun stuff anyway. But I was just feeling like I wanted to just disconnect, period.
Disconnect, period, from me?
From you?
Yeah.
No, disconnect. Just disconnect. I didn't want anything that I would put out that would ever get back to Seth.
I see.
Even if it was just a recipe.
I understand.
I know it sounds kind of childish, but, you know, this whole thing started just off of the whole Mom Bomb segment.
Right.
And it wasn't ever meant to get to the point that it got to, and, you know, it got pretty ugly.
It did, and certainly I never intended for it to get to that point either, nor did I anticipate that it would. If I had, I certainly would never sacrifice the relationship between a mother and her loving son for the sake of compelling radio content.
Okay.
I don't think she believes me.
Oh, boy. But, Mom, we're cool now, right?
Yeah, we're cool, honey.
All right. That's good.
I don't even believe it.
Well, I think she meant that. I don't think she'd be saying that.
No, I mean, it's been hard, and it's been hurtful, and we talked, and I explained how I felt, and Seth explained how he felt. I never meant to hurt his feelings when I would call and we do the Mom Bomb segment. It was sort of how I was feeling, because that whole thing came out of the fact that I sent you that Facebook thing about kids should call their parents every day.
Sure.
And then one thing led to another, and I really still wasn't hearing from Seth and so on and so forth, but I was kind of feeling some of the things that I was saying. I was just, you know, some of it I did say to Seth. Well, it was radio, and I was kind of trying to be funny, but I guess I was hurting his feelings. So I never intended to do that, but one thing led to another, and it got ugly, and then Brett got involved, and, you know.
I have found that a lot of times involving real life situations on the radio, you kind of get caught up in it sometimes, and it's difficult to differentiate between what's for the radio and what's real. And that's how real life feelings sometimes get hurt. So I certainly didn't want that to happen. I loved the Mom Bomb segment. I think in the 5 years almost that I've been on Tampa Radio, some of the best conversations I've had on the radio have been between you and me and Seth. I love the awkwardness, and I've always loved putting you on. And I've always thought that you know that I have a great deal of fondness for you and your entire family. And that's why when I discovered today that I had been blocked, not just unfriended, mind you, but blocked from your social media, it startled me. It hurt my feelings a little bit. I'm not mad at you for it. I understand it. And I just wanted to find out, A, why it happened, and B, I wanted to apologize to you for whatever I did that that caused you to do something so harsh.
It wasn't really directed at you, even though I did it to you. It was more that anyone that sort of was associated with Seth, you know, I didn't want them to have the opportunity to say, oh, your mom posted this.
Now, Nikki, I'm sorry to interject. Nikki, were you blocked by Mama Kush?
No.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't. Well, okay, so, you got me.
What about Mike Kelta?
Oh, no, I didn't block him.
Do you love us more than Drew? Is that why?
Kind of hard,
of a connection with us?
Kind of hard not to take that personally.
No, I just know that Seth and Drew have a closer relationship, and I knew that whatever I might put out there, Seth, Drew would go back and maybe say something to Seth, and I just was feeling like the situation was so ugly and so hurtful that, and I was part of it, I caused part of it, but, you know, I didn't know where else to go except just sort of cut you out.
Cut the problem out.
You made the right move.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
But, you know, it was really big of me to reach out to you when I was in Orlando to try to settle everything, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. Let's back the truck up a little bit here.
Oh, now the truck's back.
Oh, you're no. Leaving part of that out, aren't you, a little bit, honey?
Well, I'm out of this one.
Didn't Dad send you a text?
Dad said that what hotel room you were in after I already said I was going to come there.
Wait a minute. Oh, didn't Dad send you a text last week and said, We'd like to meet with you.
Oh, I thought we meant just him. I didn't know that it was you and him.
Oh, okay. Well, even if it was him, didn't not Dad send you a text and ask you to meet with him?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes.
And you were unavailable, and he said, get back to us when you have some time.
Yes, I did. And I had some time.
Okay, so Dad did reach out to you first.
Dad did. I'm a stupid son for the way I portrayed the story.
No, and I mean, I think that's great. It's a little awkward that we had to go to Orlando to meet with our son who lives here, but
that truck.
It's okay. That's okay.
This is not happening the way I thought it would.
So the bottom line is, while he was in Orlando and you were in Orlando, everybody got together and got to say, you know, happy Mother's Day to you, Mom.
We did.
You had a happy Mother's Day seeing Seth, I'm sure.
We did. I love Seth more than anything in this entire world. I mean, he is my firstborn son. He is my world. Mm. We still have some issues that we probably need to clear up, but it was good to talk to him, and I think he knows how I feel, and he knows what my ultimate wish and goal is, and I'm not out to hurt anybody. I am always there for Seth no matter what, and I think he knows that. Mm-hmm. Whether I acted immaturely or not, listen, I've said this to you. I've said this many times. You don't come home from the hospital with a playbook. No, there's no how-to.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
You do the best you can do, and I think I've been a damn good mother. And I let Seth know that. I never intended to hurt him ever in the entire world. He means the world to me. When I want him to call me or I want to talk to him, it's because I love him and I'm interested in what's going on in his world.
That's right.
It's not because I'm just trying to be a nagging mother.
No, not at all.
Well, Mom, I, and since we talked, I sent you that picture of me and Vincent Jackson hanging out. I'm letting you know all the little things going on in my life.
Oh, that is very considerate of you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You're mocking me right now.
No, I'm not.
No, he's being serious right now.
He's really not. He just
got his arms wide open.
He's updating.
Okay, but really, do you think that I mean, that's lovely and nothing against Vincent Jackson, but really, do you think, like, I really care?
But that's a part of his life.
That's him letting you know the little things that are going on.
Vincent Jackson's a big deal to Seth.
Right.
Okay, wait, but he said to tell Brett. He didn't really say, Mom, this is for you. He said, tell Brett. Show Brett this picture.
Okay, but if he really wanted Brett to see, he would have texted Brett the picture.
Right. He wanted to share a little bit with you.
No, he couldn't because Brett didn't have a phone.
Oh, okay. Well, still.
Sorry.
We'll try.
But it's okay. Listen, it's okay.
Baby steps.
It's okay.
Cool.
It's okay. Seth knows how I feel, and that was really what was important to me.
There you go.
I thought we were coup de la.
Everybody's cool. Everybody is.
Honey, I love you. You're terrific. You're wonderful.
I love you. I love you too.
Oh,
I know.
Perfect. All right. Well, I'm
you're not, wonderful. You,
Aww. Wait, did you tell them what I opened with in the meeting?
Meeting.
Oh God, I don't even remember what you opened with.
Meeting.
I remember the middle part and what you closed with, and I remember Dad trying to ask a question and you shutting him down. But that's it.
Is there a PowerPoint? There's a meeting.
Oh no, I mean, I opened with do you love Dad and I? Aww.
Yes, she did.
I mean, that's sorry. Oh. That's what I opened with.
Oh. And you do, right, Seth? You do love her and your dad.
I do, yes.
Good, all right. Well, great. All right. Well, boy, we should go. I'm sorry I ever asked
still,
about the Facebook.
Blocked,
I'm,
though,
that's
man.
Fine. I'm fine being blocked. I don't need to see whatever Mama Kush is up to on Facebook. I'm sorry that this all happened. I hope that you and Seth can continue down your path.
Yes, we're continuing down a better path, aren't we, Mom?
We are, honey.
Okay.
And listen, Drew, I'm not. This is nothing against you.
Oh, why would I take it personally? It's not like you didn't block Nikki or Mike Calther
Stop,
or anybody
now
like
she's
that.
Block me.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I understand. It's not personal. It's just personal.
But I know intellectually you understand the reasoning behind it. It had nothing to do with you. I just didn't want you to say just what I just said.
Right. I got you.
Like,
I mean, it is true. Drew will let me know, hey, your mom just posted this recipe on Facebook and
That's
stuff.
That's true. So. I will occasionally let him know that. And I'm sorry to betray your trust in me.
No, it's just that I think it was better that Seth just didn't know what was going on in my life.
That's right. Well, now if you want to know what's going on in your life, you can call your mom because I have no idea. And
I know. She's going to go on Judge Joe Mathis.
I hope that goes well for you, Mama Kush. And thank you very much for joining us for some real raw radio on the Mom Bomb. And I wish you nothing but happiness with your son and with your husband and with your entire family. And it certainly has been a pleasure knowing you. And I wish you well in your future endeavors.
Oh, my God. Are you, like, saying goodbye to me?
What am I supposed to do? I'm not a part of your life anymore, Mama Kush.
Oh, my God. You're hurting my feelings. You're wrinkling my heart.
I'm hurting your... I'm sorry. I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Iron out that heart, Garabo.
I am open to any type of relationship you would like to have with me, if any, Mama Kush.
Mom, will you unblock...
I don't need to be unblocked.
Hold on. I'm She loves me.
Okay.
Mom, will you unblock Drew from at least one of his 11 Facebook accounts?
I will, and I will definitely have a meet. Drew and I are going to meet somewhere together.
Well,
we're gonna go out for a rendezvous.
I'm gonna see if that's okay with my mom first, and thank you very much, Mama Kush. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Thank you. Bye, honey. I love you.
I'm gonna dump it. All right, I dump that. So, Mom, okay. Is it okay if Mama Kush and I go out for a meeting somewhere?
Only if I can be there.
Okay. I need my mom in my corner.
Wow.
She got a... Okay. Was I okay during that, Mom?
You were.
Was I?
As far as I know. Yeah.
Rank the three people. No, that's not going to go anywhere good.
No. Don't bring me into this.
Are you still...
But I do have something to say.
Well, okay, but first of all, Mom, could you sign up for Twitter and then block Seth from your Twitter account just so we can have some sort of equity here? I know Seth's not on Facebook, but if you could sign up for Twitter and then block Seth.
And now you know why.
I think we're even. Yes, what would you like to say, Mom?
All right, you were talking the other day about the Whitman sampler.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is, the Whitman sampler that I would get my mother every year for Mother's Day, and she ended up returning it so she could get a $10 credit for the Eckerd drugs. Yes.
But you never asked me what I did with that.
What'd you do with that?
Well, in the days when they used to give me cash, I would put it in Xander's piggy.
Oh, that is so sweet. Well, thank you.
What did you think I was going to do? I need your money?
I don't know. I gotta go sit down and think about what just happened here. I'm emotionally shell-shocked. But thank you for being part of the Mom Bomb and being in my corner and for being my
Always.
Mom.
Always.
And thank you for calling me a mensch the other day. I appreciate that.
Well, you were.
You are a mensch.
And did he tell you when I tallied it and it was mensch 1, Drew 0?
Yes, yeah. I told him that. Thanks, Mom. Okay. Love you and Dad, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. All right. Bye, dear. Love you.
Okay, thank you. Love you, too.
Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
You know what that is? That's what we like to call run-in music. We're going to have run-in music when we have guests joining us now. How did he hear it? There he is. Joining us now in the studio, doing a run into his choice of music, Yellow Wolf featuring Kid Rock. Let's roll.
I really need to find a way to hear it in the hallway so I can help me like pump up before I come in.
All right, we'll get you a portable speaker.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem. Promo John, thank you very much for joining us in the studio.
I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you, and congrats on being part of Pickles and Lemonade.
It's a blessing. I'm glad to be here. Last year, I feel like I made a good effort. And this year, I'm hoping to do even better.
Last year, you said your lemonade was going to be life-changing, and it was good lemonade.
I thought it was good.
Well, we did a lot of the lemonade testing or tasting off the air last time, and it took about 6 or 8 times before we finally got it right, and I realized we should probably do this on the air this year.
So we're going to be tasting it for the first time on the air.
Yes, and I spent, just so people know, if you did come out and have some of that lemonade, that was as close to homemade from scratch lemonade. I squeezed lemons for hours on end.
Wow. And
he really cares. Promo John really cares about this.
You put a lot of passion into your work, and that does not go unnoticed, nor does it go unappreciated.
I appreciate that.
A lot of passion.
So tell us about your process in making this batch of life-changing lemonade for Pickles Lemonade, the fundraiser, which will take place tomorrow for the Apple a Day program right here in our parking lot, 2 to 6. Nikki and Danielle will be downstairs. We're going to be raising money, your suggested donations for Pickles from the Chill Dill, life-changing lemonade, and we're trying to get iPads for kids with cancer.
And Promo John's going to be slinging it as well.
Yes.
I will be there, yes. Well, what I have today is since there seemed to have been some discussion last year on whether or not my blend was proper, I've brought in 3 different recipes that I've created. Oh. I've got a pink, which is a fairly traditional pink, mm-hmm. a classic, which I think is a little more tart, a little more home style, if you will. And then the third is a special life-changing lemonade apple a day release that I brought in for you to taste today.
I can't wait to taste your release.
Yeah. No. I've got one for each of you. Should we start? Oh. Should we dole them out?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, for sure.
So let's go classic first.
Okay.
Classic. Classic. Okay. Classic. Here we go.
Give
classic.
Me some of that Beyonce.
Classic.
Now, are we going to sell all 3 kinds, or are we just picking the one that we like the most for tomorrow?
I mean, doing all 3 would be quite a significant process. So I would think that we would settle on one, but if you'd like to maybe have one other one on hand for...
Sure.
For special guests?
Absolutely.
That's possible as well.
All right. Oh, boy.
Okay, so which one's this one we're trying first?
Did you taste it already?
Yeah, it's...
Hold on.
I'm calling this a classic
this
home style.
Classic.
It's definitely going to be a little more tart, maybe a little less sweet for those who really appreciate the lemon essence.
There is nothing tart about this. This is as flat as can be.
Flat? It's not supposed to be carbonated.
There's no kick to it.
Come on, dude. Are you serious?
It's not good?
Have you tried this?
I tried them all.
Drew, have you tried this?
Not yet.
Drew, try some of this. All right, there's no kick to it.
Man.
It just tastes like a water with kind of lemons
this
in it.
This is
remember Polar Cup? The, yes. This is when a Polar Cup would melt, that's what it would
be. This is lemon-flavored sugar water.
This is,
I believe that's what lemonade is, technically.
Lemon-flavored sugar water?
Okay, you might have a point, yeah. But...
I mean, you're chugging it down, Drew.
Because I'm trying to get some flavor.
Maybe you have to kind of shake up your glass a little bit to get the flavor. Maybe the flavor's at the bottom of the cup. Nikki, what do you think about this?
I worked on it all morning.
I appreciate that, but what did you do?
It's mostly, the main ingredients for lemonade, that's lemonade, sugar, and water. That's lemon, sugar, water.
So did you, just go next door and get a cup of lemons and squeeze them into some water because you didn't want to pay for the lemonade?
Well, I did squeeze. So
oh, my God, you spiked it as a trash can.
Disgusting.
I thought you could
Beyonce
do better.
Beyonce would throw that in your face.
I mean...
Give us the next
one,
John.
Okay, this is a pink. I think this would be a little sweeter, and maybe what you're looking for. This is probably closest to what we served last year as the life-changing lemonade.
Now, John, I just want to let you know, I did not hate this lemonade at
okay,
all.
Okay, thank you.
I found it to be a bit banal, but I did
well,
not.
What does that mean?
I'm not here to correct grammar.
No, I'd want to know what that adjective means. Does that mean flat?
Yeah, plain. Yeah,
it didn't have enough kick, too.
Well, yeah. Flat is not the word you're using. You're not looking for a carbonated lemonade.
No, I want a little tart. There was no tart.
We wanted some kick, some tang, okay. Brother.
A very pedestrian
a little lemonade. Punch.
Is it safe to say that lemonade is everybody has a different idea of what a good lemonade is?
Okay, yes. Well, the idea we had of that one, it was bad.
Yeah. I'm just saying, some people like it a little
like
tart.
It bad? Okay.
Some people like it a little more lemon. Some like it a little more sweet. So, I mean, your opinions, I take them, I hold them in high regard. It's not the end all be all.
But if we all thought it sucked.
This second one is the class. What is this? The pink?
This is a pink. So this is, I would say this is a lot like the first one, but I would say it's a little sweeter. And a little tartar.
Okay, there's a tart.
Okay, now you're talking. Now you got a little flavor
in
this.
And I will say, like I said, that's the closest to what we did last year. And I would say if I'm going into this, that's most likely what we're going to have tomorrow.
Okay, so this is the pink lemonade.
I like the first one better.
By the way, promo John in the studio with us so we can sample his life-changing lemonade that will be served at Pickles and Lemonade tomorrow. I am now going to try the pink lemonade. Well, there's a black man
with black hair. No.
Oh, this is the best. This
no.
is the best.
This is the best, yeah.
It's not that bad, but what don't you like about it?
It... Like, legitimately, there tastes like something's, rotten in it.
What?
What? Oh.
Like, it's old.
You know what that is? That's a nicotine on your tongue.
No, it's like it tastes old.
Old?
Oh, what do you mean by old?
Like, if you've ever had, an old, cert?
No.
Or some kind of candy like that?
Are you saying it tastes like expired retin?
Old lemons?
It doesn't.
Like wilted lemons?
Like pungent?
Yeah, the first one was definitely better.
I like the second one better so far.
Hey, John, did you have anybody in the hall taste test this? Is you yourself?
Well, here's the thing, is that last year I was so legitimately pissed off because I spent over 8 hours, crafting this, and everybody wants to walk in, and everybody all of a sudden is a lemonade expert.
Right.
So today I will say that I kind of closed myself off and...
Well,
I did it more private.
What do you want tomorrow? You want to sell the lemonade, have our listeners, after they make a big hearty donation, drink the lemonade and then tell you they don't like it? Now, we want to tell you we don't like it so you don't have to hear it tomorrow.
Okay.
It's better to hear it from your friends.
Okay, well, this one,
What's
I would
with
say
that third
is,
lemonade?
This is definitely the fanciest. I put a lot of work into this.
Did
this
you put
is
a
my,
lot of lemons in it?
Yeah, and I think this is something you'd probably find at your local brunchery, a very hipster-esque St. Pete-style lemonade, as I'm calling
what's,
it.
What's right. in there? Are you going to
tell
us?
It's almost electric green.
This is, by the way, if you're just joining us, Promo John is in the studio with us. He is having us sample his lemonade for Pickles and Lemonade tomorrow.
Now, this might technically have a little carbonation to it. I think you might really appreciate that.
Oh, God, Kevin's out.
What happened to Kevin?
I don't know.
He's out.
He took his headphones off.
He's
it's
out.
It's not that bad.
No, sir, man. You got to give people a heads up.
That's not...
I'm scared to try it now that I saw
All
Kevin's
right, now
reaction.
I'm going to try it. What is this? Is this a lemonade music?
Yeah,
what
this is this? The Lemon Song by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay. All right, here we go.
Is that good stuff?
What?
I already smell what's in here.
Yeah, do it.
What? Pee.
It smells like there's pickle juice in here.
I would say maybe it's all pickle juice.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't be here, my children.
Is that not good?
That is uncalled for. There is pickle juice in this lemonade.
I mean, I thought, what a great way to embody the pickle and lemonade, you know, tradition by having a pickle juice lemonade.
I knew it was too green.
I mean, Seth, you do like to drink pickle juice.
I love pickle juice, but that is not working.
It's like sweet and sour. It's kind of nice.
I don't know that I hated it, actually. Hold on.
I haven't tried it yet.
Where'd you get that pickle juice?
I didn't. That's not chill deal pickle juice.
Oh.
Wait, did you get some rusty old pickles
or
something?
Should I try it?
No.
Wait, yeah. Turn the music down. Let's hear Nikki try this.
It's very intriguing.
I mean, I tried it. It's not the worst thing ever.
No.
That's not a good selling. Try it, Nikki.
Oh, my.
That sounds nice.
Oh.
Very interesting.
It's.
Is it good?
No.
It's not awful.
Stop lying.
Back to the pink.
I mean, he told me that the first one was terrible, so I don't feel like he would lie to save my feelings at this point.
I gotta say,
that was a joke, right?
There's like a pickle aftertaste.
I thought it'd be like a nice touch, maybe. I mean, it's not for everybody, but maybe those with a more advanced palate might appreciate the pickle juice lemonade.
Do you think that people are gonna want to buy this kind of lemonade from you tomorrow?
People well, don't it's, want it's, their money back. It's just donation only, so. But I think the pink. I think the pink is fair.
I would say of the three, the pink is the best of the
and now it's
by far.
It's a day earlier, so if we start with the base of the pink, is there anything that you'd like more of? Would you like it to be sweeter?
What was the point of putting the lemon on the one with the pickle juice? What was the point of that?
To fool you.
Misdirection.
Not only to fool you, but I also found that the pickle juice smelled a lot like pickle juice, so I thought if I put a lemon on the cup, you would be smelling the lemon rather than the pickle juice.
Clever. Very clever.
Yeah.
I appreciate the creativity when it comes to that, but I don't feel like you ever had a sip of this pickle juice lemonade.
I did. And I think maybe we just keep a gallon on standby for tomorrow for anybody who might like to try it.
Mm. Drink the rest of SBK's cup.
Which one?
The special blend.
Oh, I can't.
I've had enough. I'm good.
No, I'm telling John to.
I've been making.
Did you taste it?
Yeah, oh yeah. I did.
Oh, okay. No, he did not. He did not.
Dude, and not only that, pickle juice is good for you. It like okay, it keeps well, you from getting cramps.
Shut up, buddy.
Have a little.
Get a little Jameson, a little pickleback.
Yeah.
Chug, 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 chug. You
ain't nothing but a. Look at him. His eyes are closing.
I said chug.
It's kind of good.
Kind of good.
The man stands by his product.
I mean, that was the first time I tried it, but. I like it.
All right. I don't know how we're going to do this voting, but the pink lemonade.
All day.
I think that's the go-to no. for tomorrow.
Agreed.
No, guys, really, the first one's the best.
No, it's not.
I vote for pink.
I felt in my heart of hearts that the pink was the best.
I second that.
Yeah, there's no reason to sell the first kind, the regular yellow lemonade. We can just sell water tomorrow.
Oh, now I'm burping pickle juice.
Oh, yeah, that's
nice. I just
had
a sip. Oh, it's all in my system.
So then let's make sure Nikki.
No, like really, guys.
You're outvoted 3-1. Pink's going to get the party started. Can I make a confession to you?
Yes.
I bought this CD when this song came out. I felt like I was misunderstood.
I own two Crazy Town albums.
It's good stuff.
All right, so pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade tomorrow.
Did you make that from scratch, or did you get the powder?
I'd rather not give away all my secrets.
This guy got the powder. Come on, John.
I spent 10 hours squeezing lemons last year, and you all said that was not good enough. So I mean... I will be in charge of preparing the lemonade. I will put my heart and soul into it, and it will be great.
Well, we trust you, and thank you very much for helping us out.
Thanks for having me, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, certainly
a pleasure. I'll promote this guy's podcast for him.
That would be the Crowded Table podcast, of course. New episodes every Friday at 6.
Every Friday at 6:01, yes. TheCrowdedTablePodcast.com. Yes.
Podcast is better than this lemonade.
Yes. So thank you very much. You're really welcome. Appreciate you helping us out, and that's Promo John, everybody.
Do you play his music as he's leaving?
Should I? Is it run in and run out
music? Yeah, this is run out music.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, hold on 1 second.
You can play it as I clean up.
Promo John.
Promo John, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you think of my song choice, by the way, Seth?
I thought it was fine.
I think it suits you.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I wanted it to represent my chill side, but also show that I'm tough. I think it does that.
I think it pulled it off.
Yeah, thank you.
It's chill yet tough.
Promo John, everybody.
Promo John.
Promo John, everybody. All right. All right.
Get this.
You want to clean this up?
Yeah,
or should
get
I
just take
that? Just take that.
Get it out of here.